Today, the Salt Lake City, DEA Salt Lake City Metro Narcotics Task Force served a couple of search warrants. One at this location here in Cottonwood Heights in reference to a suspected fentanyl tableting operation. This is similar to the tableting operation that we seized in June, this June 15th, 2016 in the town of Sandy. A clandestine or rogue fentanyl tableting operation has the capability of producing thousands of tablets, counterfeit tablets, which can often be purported as legitimate pharmaceutical grade oxycodone tablets or Xanax tablets. And that is exactly what this operation was doing, was manufacturing tablets to push out into the community, which are not in fact oxycodone or pharmaceutical grade Xanax.
Were they dealing out of that house too? Were people actively going and buying those there?
Because the case is still ongoing, I'm not going to get too far in the weeds on exactly what was. I'm assuming the complaint is out there. You have seen that. There's numerous people being looked at right now. One individual has been arrested. Mr. Aaron Shamo has been arrested, S-H-A-M-O. He's been arrested in regard to this tableting operation. I think it's safe to say that right now in custody we have several hundred thousand counterfeit tablets. These tablets are primarily consisting of counterfeit oxycodone, usually 30 milligram oxycodone tablets, and counterfeit Xanax bars.
That were taken from this home?
Yes, seized from this home and during the course of the investigation, recent investigation this week. This particular tableting operation has been responsible for generating, again, hundreds of thousands, if not over a course of time, millions of counterfeit tablets, which are being distributed across the continental United States. That's what makes this very unique. This is not just limited to the greater Salt Lake area. This particular individual is mailing and disseminating tablets across the continental United States, which are being produced here.